You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
We see that it mentions again when Aharon HaKohen passed away. We had in Parashat Bechorotai when we were informed that Aharon HaKohen, Alav Shalom, was taken to Hor HaHar. And then we see again in Parashat Maaseh it mentions. So now here, first of all, the place that he passed away and where he was buried is two different locations. But the main point here is that always we have Parashat Maaseh before Sefer Devarim. And the only one, the whole Tanakh, in the whole 24 books that it has mentioned that when he passed away, it's only Aharon HaKohen. Others, we don't know. Through the Gemara, we were informed that when Moshe ben Avshalom passed away, Aharon, or Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, but never we have a sign that in whole Tanakh, when all the Avodah Kedushim, or Imahot, or anybody that passed away. So now the question here is, why the only one that mentions in the Torah that when he passed away, that was first of Av, Chodesh Av, it's only Aharon HaKohen. In Torah doesn't say. No, the Orthodox Torah, no. What type of Torah?
So how do we know something in Talmud, no?
I'm sorry?
Something in Talmud, you tell me Talmud, Matai Moshe Rabbeinu.
No, it's 7th of Adar. Yeah, so he passed away, Sheva Adar.
But he always created Shalom, that's why he's doing.
He created Shalom. Moshe didn't. Abraham didn't. I understand, but the greatness of Aharon Avinu, which is greater, Abraham or Aharon? Which one? Which one? I understand, but Abraham told Yaakov that Abot HaKedushim, Aharon, it was a Kohen Gadol. No? Did a lot of good things. But by the way, as the Midrash brings, when he passed away, the whole Am Yisrael, the whole Am Yisrael, they mourned for Aharon HaKohen. And one of the reasons was that he always tried to make peace between everybody. Friends, neighbors, husband and wife. Exactly. Midrash brings that 80,000 boy named Aharon, they escorted his coffin. Why? Because the numbers of the Shalom Bayit that he caused through the 40 years, so the husband and wife would say, you know, if we have a boy next year, we'll name him Aharon because he made Shalom between us. So let's make a little calculation. 80,000 divided by 40, how many you get?
2,000?
No, 2,000 a year.
Yeah,
2,000 divided by 12? 66. It's good. 166 divided by 4? 40? 40 divided by 7?
6.
6. That means at least he had to make Shalom Bayit 6 times a day. 6 times a day. You know what it is?
It's a lot of job.
Yeah. You know what the energy you need? Once a month, it drains you. You want to make your Shalom Bayit, you know, once a month. 6 times a day. Wow. And not only that, you know, he's talking about, they had everything. Food, water, clothing, everything, money they had. But still, you had to make Shalom Bayit. So here, one thing we learn, that no matter what you have, you're still fighting. You're still fighting. But now, why? The only one that has mentioned that when he passed away is Aharon HaKohen. Because starting tomorrow, we're starting the 9 days. Actually, this is a preparation that we have to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash.
Amen.
Why was it destroyed? Why Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? Yeah, so people, they just felt, you know, it's okay to hate another Yehudi. So here, Torah Hashem mentions when Aharon HaKohen passed away, and exactly it's the timing right at the time of the 9 days, to teach us the reason that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed was because the attitude of Aharon HaKohen was not found. So now the Torah Hashem, the only one that he mentions in the Torah is Aharon HaKohen, to teach us, you know what happened? That Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because people, they didn't bother to chase after Shalom. So, so what? So what? You know, it's not worth it. Forget it. I go my way, he goes his way. So that's why, unfortunately, till today, we have to suffer for all the problems that we go through because we're lacking Beit HaMikdash. I happened to be a reporter that was going around the world about the survey. So he went to Russia and says, excuse me, what do you think about shortage of meat? What is your idea? So idea? In Russia, you're not supposed to have any ideas. You're not supposed to think. So he goes to America, he says, excuse me, what's your idea about shortage of meat? He says, shortage? There's no shortage in America. What shortage? He goes to India, says, excuse me, what is your idea about shortage of meat? He says, meat? Here, nobody eats meat. He goes to every society and says, excuse me, what is your idea about shortage of meat? He says, excuse me? What is excuse me? What is excuse me? Yeah, it sometimes becomes foreign. That's apology, you know. I'm sorry, I did this, you know, I said this. It's too much of ge'ava, too much of ego. You say, no, let him think whatever he thinks. Actually, tonight we have to practice more to be able to say, excuse me, I'm sorry, you know, put things together. Especially our timing and all the trouble, unfortunately, the whole Olam is going through, and people, unfortunately, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. Where to go? To come out? To not come out? You know, it's such a gap has been created. The kids are scared that to go visit their parents. The parents are scared that the kids come to them. That, unfortunately, such a gap has been created that we never had in the history of the creation. And why? Because Hashem is teaching us, it's not that you have gaps now. In practicality, He's teaching us that gap existed. So now, I'm showing you what you did to yourself. But you distance from one another. You even didn't bother to make things work out. So, forget it. You know, I'm not going to bother with it. I'm not going to apologize. And the end of the story. So now here tonight, Aaron HaKohen Alav Shalom, to go through such a toil. You know what it is? To get people together. Wow, what the stories they had to make, you know. You know what it is? Six times a day, you had to go to six different houses to try to make Shalom Bayit. I don't forget about it. This is only about Shalom Bayit. People, friends, this. But that's what he did. And that's what Shatam Shah is telling us, the only one that was deserving, that actually it would be mentioned that when he passed away, is Aaron HaKohen. Why? Because that's what we need. And that's how we brought such a disaster for ourselves. We lost the Beit HaMikdash. Ibn Shalom foreclosed his house. He took it away. Why? So you don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. You don't get along. You don't deserve my house. That's what all the trouble that we go through is because, unfortunately, we're not able to put things together. So sorry, I apologize. Yeah, maybe the other side is right. Could be. Many times there are. But what do you gain? To hold grudges, to hold sin up, to go, to chase after one another. And Ibn Shalom till today, unfortunately, has not seen us deserving that he brings his house back. Why? Because we're exactly following the same attitude. Same attitude. Grudges, sin up, hatred, jealousy. Not talking to one another. And tonight, we have a very, very great task.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.